Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, the NYPD reports from Mumbai, mere days after a multi-day terrorist attack there.
At about 2100 hours on the night of November 26, 2008, a group of approximately 10 terrorists infiltrated downtown Mumbai, India, by sea, and executed a synchronized small arms attack along four separate axes.
And over 1,000 new police officers head to Harlem, where they begin the department's biannual multicultural training.
Today is the first of 4 days of what we call immersion training, or AACT, Advancing Community Trust. The day begins with a panel discussion. Each of our five panelists has agreed to speak candidly with recruits about the state of policing and community relations.
I'm Jesse Peterman. Manhattan and Mumbai are uniquely similar. Both have millions of people packed into a few hundred square miles, are active hubs of transit and commerce, and can be accessed by multiple waterways. So, after radical Islamic terrorists put Western and Jewish targets in their crosshairs, the NYPD dispatched three police experts to Mumbai, India. They arrived 3 days after the attacks unfolded and put together a comprehensive look at what transpired for members of the NYPD SHIELD program, the public-private partnership between the police department and private sector security managers. Here is Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly.
This morning, we'll focus on the events of last week, take a closer look at Lashkar-e-Taiba, and explore the fragile relationship that exists between Pakistan and India. We'll also recommend protective measures for hotels operating here in New York City, and we'll have a live report from Police Department's Captain Brandon Del Pozo, who's now in Mumbai. You may remember that 2 years ago, then Lieutenant Del Pozo briefed members of NYPD SHIELD after the same group, Lashkar-e-Taiba, bombed Mumbai's commuter rail system. We immediately sent him back to Mumbai after last week's attack, along with our liaisons from London and Singapore. And they continue to relay information back to us. As always, our goal is to find out as much as we can about terrorist attacks worldwide, to understand who's behind them, what motivates them, and what tactics they use. We're always concerned about the potential for the copycat syndrome kicking in. We try to share this information with you and to translate whatever we learn into operational measures that will help us better protect this city.
Captain Brandon Del Pozo joined the SHIELD conference via phone from Mumbai.
Yes, hello. This is Captain Brandon Del Pozo from the New York City Police Department. Good morning in New York. I'm here with Detective Ira Greenberg and Lieutenant John Daly. I had the opportunity to listen to Seth Nye describe the lead-up to the Mumbai terror attack, so I think he did a great job, and I'll be pleased to talk about what happened once they approached the Mumbai coast. We'll start, of course, with an executive summary of the incident. At about 2100 hours on the night...
The presentation also included recommended best practices for the private sector to help protect New York City from terrorist attacks, specifically how hotels can harden themselves against potential threats. Here is Lieutenant Mario Rivera of the NYPD Intelligence Division.
You've heard from some of the members of the panel here on the sequence of events that occurred in Mumbai. They have laid out the careful planning and execution of a terrorist act that can very well take place here in New York City. What actions can you take to prevent a similar incident from occurring in your facility? And what protocols do you have in place to address an incident once it has commenced? Since 2002, the NYPD, through the Operation Nexus program, has been educating the business and private sector on the various tactics that terrorists utilize to further a terrorist plot.
More information about the SHIELD program, including how to join, can be found online at nypdshield.org. On December 30th, more than 1,100 men and women will graduate the New York City Police Academy and prepare to join their colleagues on their first major assignment, New Year's Eve in Times Square, a momentous occasion that lasts only moments for revelers. The Times Square countdown is preceded by days of preparation and hours of work for New York City police officers. It is the first of over 20 million contacts the police will have with the public all year. Since June 2007, the NYPD has trained new police officers on the many shades of interaction that contact with the public can involve. All recruits spend 4 days prior to their graduation listening to prominent members of the black, religious, gay, and lesbian community, as well as the media who cover police community relations. They also engage in role-playing exercises designed to familiarize officers with the very complex nature of their work. They learn in detail the cultural influences at play in different communities, and they examine up close and personal potential situations of bias and racism. It is definitely not a one-size-fits-all workshop. It's called ACT, Advancing Community Trust, Together for a United New York. And it begins at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, where community leaders, at the invitation of the police commissioner, form a community concerns panel. The Reverend Al Sharpton served for a second time as a participant.
I think that the participation of all of us in this panel is important to the city, because I think both the police and the policed must have dialogue if we're going to have a city that works together. People began to understand those that are officers that we are not only against them, but we need them and support them. How we get there is by doing sessions like this. So I give credit to Commissioner Kelly for initiating it, which is why I'm glad to participate again another year.
New York City Housing Authority Commissioner Margarita Lopez also addressed the media before the panel got underway.
Policing is about protecting and defending the constitutional rights of everyone, not someone. This event that is taking place is about that. And those recruits who get to understand that are going to be the police officers of the future.
The ACT Multicultural Immersion course culminates 6 months of comprehensive community relations and law enforcement training that police recruits undergo in the police academy, and is in addition to continued in-service community relations training provided to all police officers. In our next edition, you'll hear from the outstanding graduates of the December 2008 class. You can also see the personal statements of NYPD officers in this month's video podcast, playing on the NYPD website and on iTunes. I'm Jesse Peterman. If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Until next time, I'm Jesse Peterman. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast.